Next this morning, we have a couple of cases involving Madera West Condo. So I'm not sure if we have different lawyers for each case or what.
We do not, Your Honor.
We don't? Okay. So
I'm here on behalf of the Madera West appeal. And then we have linked to it Mark Zacubo's appeal.
And I'll be arguing the first appeal, and Ms. Hardwick will be arguing the second.
Did you envision doing this just as if they were two different cases? Is that kind of how you wanted to play it?
We understood that's how the court would treat it.
That's my impression as well, Your Honor.
Okay, we can go ahead. 40 minutes is a long time for basically what we have is two issues, so do not feel that you need to take your entire time if you feel like you're just filling up space. Know that the court would appreciate, you know, efficient use of time.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll start out with the first one, Madera West Condo versus Madera West, and we'll start with the appellant then, and you may reserve some time.
Yes, if I could just reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal, Your Honor. May it please the court, my name is Adil Siddiqui, and I'm here on behalf of the Madera West Condominium Owners Association, and several of the owners are also named in the underlying lawsuit. In 2005, AF Evans and Madera West LLC purchased a property down in Federal Way that it planned to convert to condominiums. To prepare the necessary disclosures for purposes of the Washington Condominium Act, they retained an architect and engineering firm, Mark Zacubo. As part of those disclosures, they had to obtain a property condition assessment, which would describe any of the defects or problems at the property, and along with that, a reserve study, which would identify for prospective owners and the association how much they would need to put away for their reserves and how much of that to put into their dues to set aside for future repairs. The firm knew that its property assessment would be produced to future owners. It's said that it was intended for that purpose. The architect and engineering firm also knew that the reserve study would be produced to future unit owners and to the owners association because it expressly stated that was its purpose. There is evidence that the assessment was poorly done because we know that Okubo was first at this project in 1996. At that time, they determined over one-third of the property was damaged, that it needed to be repaired, and it was clad in a defective siding product. We also know that the reserve study is grossly inadequate in terms of what the association should have been putting away to actually make the repairs that need to be made at the project.
Counsel, I think we understand the facts, and we discussed this case yesterday afternoon. I have some questions.
Absolutely, Your Honor.
Is the firm that you're suing, a firm composed of registered engineers as well as architects?
That is my understanding, and if you look at the agreement that they had with AF Evans, it said it was to provide architect and engineering services.
Okay. One of the reasons I'm asking that is that in your appellate brief, you are contending that WAC 19627A020 respecting engineers has a duty in it, and I just wanted to be sure that this record reflects that, in fact, these are engineers as distinct from architects.
I believe that Okubo is an architect and engineering firm. I will say, though, to this court, the reserve study was signed with an AIA stamp, meaning that it was an architect. It was Mr. Allen Thunder.
There's no PE stamp on that document.
Not that I'm aware of on the reserve study, Your Honor.
Okay, I have another question. In your appellate brief, you spend considerable time talking about the court's dismissal for failure to give notice, et cetera, and then the claim. You refiled, cured the problem, refiled, and went along your merry way. My question is, why are we talking about this now? The court gave you relief below, allowed you to proceed. What relief can we give you that is any different from what was given to you by the trial court?
I think the reason that that was originally a part of the notice, and I wasn't going to spend any time on it today because I think it's a fairly clear-cut issue, but I was worried about possibly being back here if this case is remanded.
My specific question is, isn't that moot at this juncture?
It is at this time, Your Honor.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
There's evidence that the property assessment was poorly done because of what the OQO learned in 1996, and there's evidence that the reserve study is inadequate. As a result, the owners who purchased at Madera quickly learned that it would cost them far more than they were intended, than they believed that it would cost to live there. Instead of addressing the reports and the adequacy of the reports, Okubo has instead argued that the association had no business relying on its reserve study. But the reserve study doesn't say you shouldn't pay attention to this study or you shouldn't pay attention to the information contained herein. It in fact says just the opposite. It says that its intended purpose is to help the association in creating a reserve account and to manage it over the course of the next 30 years.
Are there any disclaimers in the report?
There are what I consider to be several boilerplate disclaimers in the report. But I think that all of those disclaimers are belied by the fact that...
Do any of them say something to the effect that the intent of this is to be relied upon by the client and not by strangers to the report?
I don't believe that it says that directly, no. I think that...
Well, in spirit, I mean, I'm not looking for exact words.
No, because, Your Honor, I believe that the reserve study said that the purpose is to provide a forward projection of major costs and repairs and replacements to the Forest Village Homeowners Association.
For whom was that report prepared and who paid for it?
This report was... it was prepared for A.F. Evans Development. A.F. Evans Development, I'm assuming, paid for it. But again... Okubo was aware at the time that it made this reserve study that under the Washington Condominium Act, there were certain disclosures that had to be made and that their reserve study, was going to be made part of those disclosures and that it was going to be relied on by the association. And they, in fact, said that the association could rely on that report, on their reserve study,
Council, time is short here. The summary judgment was granted apparently on the basis that you failed to show any duty owed. Can you discuss that? Specifically, what is the common law duty that you contend exists here?
Absolutely. I believe there's several inquiries I think that fall under duty, and I don't think we got past go, in that duty is a question of law. And the court found that as a matter of law, there was no duty here. I think it confused some of the concepts as dealing with scope of duty, which is more of a question of fact. But to be as specific as possible, we said, looking at this from a common sense perspective and using logic, that a report that says an association may rely on it, there is a duty established. It's foreseeable. There's a special relationship between the parties at that point, or an intended relationship between the parties. And Washington has recognized that a design professional does in fact owe a duty of care to its clients or to people that it's developed a special relationship with.
Thank you. We have several minutes remaining for you, Obama.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Good morning. As I indicated, my name is Ken Yalowitz, representing Mark Okubo. My co-counsel, Amber Hardwick, will argue the second motion. May it please the court, I'd like to focus on the issue of duty because I think that's the primary issue on appeal. Judge Yu dismissed the claims brought against my client, Mark Okubo, because she found that there was no duty. I would like to say that this is not a case where the plaintiffs have not been wronged. This is a case that's about unscrupulous developers. The plaintiffs, the claimants in this case, were told that they had defective LP siding, but they were also told that there was $1 million put in a reserve account to address those siding problems as well as other issues. The developers and the real estate agents lied to the condominium purchasers in this case. No funds were put in the reserve account. However, that has nothing to do with Mark Okubo. Those representations were made by the developer and the real estate agent. Mark Okubo was hired by a different developer. Madera West LLC is the one that promised the $1 million. Mark Sakubo was hired by Evans Development, a California company. Mark Sakubo was hired before Evans Development owned the complex on issue. Evans Development was contemplating purchase of the Forest Village apartments and potentially converting the condominiums into the apartments into condominiums. They were hired to do a limited review. In exchange, Evans Development promised that it would not distribute its reports. It would use them only for internal purposes. Evans Development lied to Mark Sakubo. They gave the reports to Madera West LLC, who distributed them to some of the condominium purchasers.
Does the report contain any disclaimers that it's intended only to be relied upon by the customer? Something to that effect.
The property condition assessment says it was prepared for the use of its customer. The reserve study said it was prepared for the client, AF Evans Development Company.
And does it contain the language that council referred to, that it's intended to be relied upon by the condominium?
It does not. The entire basis for the claim that these unit owners had a right to rely on this report is one reference to the Forest Village Homeowners Association. There's no mention of Madera West Condominiums. There's no mention of Madera West Homeowners Association. There's no mention of Madera West LLC, who is the developer that sold to these claimants. The reference is to the Forest Village Owners Association. The testimony that was before the trial court, that's in the record here, is by Mr. Alan Thunder, who is the author of the report, and he said it was his intent, it was Mark Sakubo's intent, to prepare the reserve study for Evans Development to use in evaluating how it should set reserves. As I indicated, Evans Development ended up not setting reserves. They didn't even develop it. It was Madera West LLC.
Let me ask you some questions. Is your client both an architect and engineering firm?
Mark Sakubo has both architects and engineers on staff. There was no engineer involved in this project. The studies were signed by Alan Thunder, who is an architect, and he put AIA after his name. But there's no architect stamp. There's no engineer stamp on this.
So I take it that part of your argument is that the WAC, that it refers to engineers, has no applicability to this case.
The WAC referring to engineers has no applicability to this case. That's correct.
Now, with respect to the duty, and let's set aside the statutory duty. I think Berg does a lot to address that. What's the common law duty or non-existence of a common law duty here that you'd like to emphasize?
The common law duty, the Washington cases identify duty to strangers, and that's the operative word here is strangers. There's no relationship between Mark Sakubo and these claimants. If the actor created the harm that's at issue, or under certain special circumstances, where there's a special relationship, or whether the actor caused the third party to justifiably rely. We addressed in our brief the facts of this case, and neither of those circumstances exist in this case. So at common law, an example is a contractor digs a hole and fails to barricade it. Contractor owes a duty to strangers to barricade that hole because he created the hole, he created the risk of harm. If there's a construction inspector who sees the hole, the inspector may have an obligation to the person who hired him to do the inspections to alert them to the fact that there's a danger on site, but that construction inspector owes no duty to strangers because they didn't create the risk of harm. We have a similar situation here. Mark Sakubo didn't cause the problems with this condominium project. Mark Sakubo, according to claimants, failed to identify existing conditions. And under those circumstances, there is no common law duty to strangers.
So is this analogous to a duty to warn at the common law?
Claimant's argument is that we failed to warn, so yes, it is. And the law in Washington is that an actor has no duty to warn strangers unless there are certain specific conditions. One is a special relationship. The case authority is very clear. There's no special relationship here. The other is inducing justifiable reliance. The only argument that plaintiffs have is this reference to Forest Forest Village Homeowners Association, and that is not enough to invoke justifiable reliance on individuals who have no relationship to Forest Village Homeowners Association.
Well, is it just the sort of the happenstance that there was a change of ownership, I guess? I mean, in other words, first there was Forest Ridge, and in other words, it was prepared. Are you saying that if there was a Forest Ridge Homeowners Association, then the representations that were made in the reserve study about this is for the purpose of that homeowners association to set reserves would subject Mark Sakubu to liability for misrepresenting the amount of reserves?
The reference was to Forest Village Homeowners Association.
Okay.
If in fact the Forest Village Condominium Association was bringing this lawsuit, I'd say there's a material factual question about their justifiable reliance. Because the report said Forest Village Homeowners Association and Madera West LLC was the developer, the condos are called Madera West Condominiums, and the Homeowners Association is called Madera West HOA, there was at least a duty to inquire as to what this, whether this report was intended for the use by those strangers to the original development.
And that's the language I'm looking at is that there's in the reserve study, it says it provided, quote, a forward projection of major costs of repairs and replacements that the Forest Village Homeowners Association should anticipate in planning and budgeting for a reserve fund. So you would feel that that would create a duty.
I would feel that would create a material factual question. Immediately above that line, the report states it was prepared for AF Evans development. In my mind, there may be a material factual question. I don't believe there's a duty because it's clear, it should be clear to a reader of that report, it wasn't prepared for them and they have no right to rely. Mm-hmm. However, if we were talking about the same association, I concede there would be a factual question. In this case, we're not talking about that. We're talking about totally distinct entities
what
and names.
What would be the factual issue, the reasonableness of the reliance?
Yes.
So the pivotal thing then in your mind, the way you're presenting this, is the transfer of ownership.
No, the pivotal thing is that the reports were both prepared exclusively for Evans Development.
Right, but I mean, what happened after that is that Evans Development didn't go forward with it, right? I mean, it changed to somebody else.
Evans Development transferred the reports to Madera West LLC,
right.
And Madera West LLC apparently distributed them. The reports were prepared. These were illicitly distributed reports. There's no dispute that Mark Sakubu made its client promise it wouldn't distribute the reports, and the client breached that promise. The only reason that this Forest Village mention is of any interest is because it had the potential for creating some type of justifiable reliance, except it was talking about a different entity.
Well, wasn't some of this work done with the idea that it was going to be the basis of a public offering statement?
The work was the agreement and the reports referenced and the condition assessment referenced the fact that Evans Development could use these reports to prepare its own public offering disclosure.
And I mean, once you say that, how can you really legitimately expect confidentiality? I mean, it's going to
because
be-
Evans Development was supposed to use the reports to create their own statement, not to distribute the reports directly.
They promised not to distribute the reports.
They did.
So it was more than. They were to develop their own. They promised not to give this to somebody else.
We're talking about a totally different relationship if Mark Sakubu is told, we want you to prepare a report for distribution to homeowners. That wasn't the situation here.
Okay.
Thank you, Anders.
Is there any dispute that the original developer promised not to distribute the report?
I don't recall exactly, to be honest with you, Your Honor, the exact language in that Evans Okubo agreement. And whether
some agreement about distribution, at least?
I believe that there was there's boilerplate. It was a standard term and conditions, part of the proposal that Okubo said was part of the agreement with AF Evans.
And is there any dispute that that was part of that agreement?
I don't believe that there's any proof on the record at the time that we brought this motion that it was in fact part of that agreement that I can recall. What I will say, though, is Mr. Thunder may have testified that it was his expectation that AF Evans wasn't going to distribute these materials initially at deposition, but later on in deposition, he certainly recalled that he knew this property was being converted. If you look at CP 1499, which is the page of the reserve study Your Honor reference, if you look at the section directly preceding the one I quoted earlier, it says, it is our understanding that it is the intent of AF Evans to convert the property to condominiums. They were well aware that either the information contained within the report or the report themselves was going to be produced for purposes of the Washington Condominium Act, would go to prospective purchasers, and they said that the Future Homeowners Association, maybe they got the name wrong, what if it said Modera East? They knew that whatever association that would be taking over that condominium project would be relying on their reserve study, if not the study itself, the information that they put into that study. And that same page also said that the cost projections in the reserve study were based on historical data compiled by this office, meaning they should have considered their 1996 findings.
AF Evans never distributed a circular, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand a circular.
The language that you just read indicated that AF Evans, the client, was the potential distributor of information that would go to condominium purchasers, right?
No, Your Honor, not in the reserve study. I believe the property assessment said that the report was intended to either serve for purposes of the Washington Condominium Act to be a basis for a statement by AF Evans, but the reserve study itself said that the association could rely on it. And AF Evans was the managing member of Madera West LLC. There was actually a conglomerate that's AF Evans, where a branch of AF Evans buys the property, another branch develops it, and then they form an LLC for the management of the Condominium Act, or for the condo itself.
So they didn't walk away from this project?
No, they did not.
All right, that concludes the first case, and I take it you're the appellant in the second case?
Yeah, that's correct, Your Honor.
All right, so we'll start over. New 20 minutes.